This year's Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film went to a German movie called Nowhere in Africa. It gradually is opening in theaters in the United States, and the Oscar win means the subtitle movie might actually attract an audience. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says the story of refugees in a time of war is worth seeking out.
Nowhere in Africa is based on fact. It tells the story of a German Jewish family that fled to Kenya in 1938 to escape the Holocaust. It's taken from Stephanie Zweig's autobiographical novel, a bestseller in Germany, about her life as a child in that family.
Die Nazis verboten Papa als Rechtsanwalt zu arbeiten und nahmen Großvater das Hotel weg.
The Nazis forbade Papa to work as a lawyer and took away Grandpa's hotel. Soon none of our family had a job. When I asked my parents why, I always got the same answer. Because we're Jews, Regina. That's why.
Weil wir Juden sind, Regina. Deshalb.
Though the daughter remains a key character, director Caroline Link, who also wrote the adapted screenplay, chose to focus on the troubled, complicated, but always passionate relationship between husband and wife. The film has the nerve to risk portraying both characters in a way that loses our sympathy at different junctures of the film, just as they might in life. Filmmaker Link's otherwise decision was shooting the film in Kenya, where the novel took place. Link believes that details are essential to creating a sense of place.
Regina! Regina, mein Mädchen, komm zu mir!
Papa, wir sind mit dem Schiff gefahren und waren in England und Marokko und überall am Hafen. Ich habe Delfine gesehen.
Mr. Redley, can I talk to you?
The way the bleak, terrifying, and finally exhilarating vistas of Kenya come alive on screen, just as they did for the visitors, show how right she was.
Water! The farm needs water. The cattle need more water. Water outside. I told you before, you find water outside.
Staying with this family for nearly a decade, which compresses to more than 2 hours on film, Nowhere in Africa broadens and deepens as World War II arrives in Kenya.
Bloody refugees.
The experiences and even the attitudes of husband and wife undergo radical shifts. Theirs is a relationship that causes real pain and demands real sacrifices, not once, but several times. Yet the deep connection between these people who seem to frustrate and love each other in equal measure is never in doubt.
Jetzt hör mir mal zu. Ich will, dass wir das hier zusammen hinkriegen. Ich will das schaffen mit dir. Du bist meine Frau. Ich liebe dich.
Listen, I want us to make it. I want it to work for us. You're my wife, and I love you.
Ich vermisse sie alle so. Meine Mutter, Käthe. Es tut mir so weh.
The story of refugees in a foreign land could easily have drowned in sentiment and become a safe and predictable piece of heartwarming cinema. But Nowhere in Africa succeeds because it keeps what happens to this family from becoming formulaic. Again and again, we are surprised by how specific their experiences are, by the disconcerting feeling that at any given moment, everything could fall apart for these exiles. Only human lives could be so complex, and only watching people grow and change could be as involving as this surprising film manages to be.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, movie critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.